This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is 2 p.m., July 6th, room 413 of the State Capitol Building. This is Chairman Nelson. Commissioner Hansen is present in the meeting room, and Commissioner Feagin is present on the phone. With that, is there a motion regarding the minutes from June 10th?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes from June 10th, 2021 Commission meeting.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to Consumer Reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The Commission received a total of 69 contacts since the last report was prepared for the June 22, 2021 Commission meeting. 12 contacts related to telecommunication services, 24 contacts related to electric service, 8 contacts related to natural gas service, 5 contacts related to wireless service, 4 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 1 contact was related to the Keystone XL pipeline, and 14 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. And we did refer one contact to one call. 1,022 of the 1,041 complaints contacts received in 2021 have been resolved.
Thank you. The electric number seems higher than normal. Is there some unique issue?
No, still working with customers on getting some of those past due bills caught up and paid.
Very good, and thank you for your work there. Any other questions? Hearing none. Deb, thank you. We will go to our telecom dockets, TC21-002, in the matter of the application by Unity National LLC for certificates of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange telecommunication services in the state of South Dakota. The question is, shall the Commission grant Unity's request for a certificate of authority? And shall the Commission grant SDTA and Unity's request to include the terms and conditions as set forth in the joint stipulation? And shall the Commission grant Unity's request for a waiver of ARSD 20:10:32:10? Or how shall the Commission proceed? We will go to Unity. And since you are probably new to our proceeding, if you would simply just introduce yourself and give whatever statement you would like to.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman Nelson. My name is Jeffrey Strankowski. I'm Vice President, Deputy General Counsel of Governmental Affairs for Unity National, LLC, who's the petitioner or the applicant in this proceeding. We thank the Commission and its staff for its attention to our application request, and we request the Commission's approval.
Thank you.
And we stand by to answer any questions that you guys might have.
Perfect. We will go to the one intervener, SDTA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Kara Semler, appearing for the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. I simply request that should you grant a certificate of authority today, that you incorporate the terms of the stipulation.
Thank you. And staff?
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Jody Zach with staff. Staff recommends the Commission grant Unity's request for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange long-distance services in South Dakota, subject to the terms and the conditions as set forth in the joint stipulation between SDTA and Unity. And further, staff recommends the Commission grant Unity's request for a waiver of ARSD 20:10:32.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission, and I'm going to start. I have one question. I'll start with... It's from the stipulation, so either Unity or SDTA. The second term in the stipulation, Unity does not currently have plans to provide seethed voice local retail services. What is seethed voice local retail services?
If you will bear with me one moment, Chairman Nelson, I want to pull up the stipulation so I can read exactly.
Absolutely.
What it is that you're reading as
and
well.
I'll be honest, I got out my telecom dictionary to see if I could find the definition, and it's not in the telecom dictionary, so this is something. Ms. Summer is approaching the dais, so she may be able
can
to.
Can you point me to... I'm sorry. Can you point me to that provision one more time?
It's the second provision on page
second one. Provision?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Ron Sesta from Morgan Lewis. I believe it's just a typographical error, and it's probably our mistake, and it should be switched, not seized.
Hey, switched. I'll bet I can find that one in the telecom dictionary.
Yeah, my apologies. That's our fault.
Oh, and yeah, so you guys had me going. I'm thinking, I thought I kind of knew this stuff, and okay.
Apologies.
So we all agree that switched is the word that we're approving today? Okay. That's the only question I've got. Other commissioner questions? If not, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in TC21-002, I move that the commission grant Unity's request for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange long-distance services in South Dakota and grant STDA and Unity's request to include the terms and conditions as set forth in the joint stipulation and grant Unity's request for a waiver of ARSD 20:10:32:10.
Discussion on the motion. I'll simply say I appreciate SDTA and Unity working together to come up with the provisions that are necessary to move this forward. Thank you. Any other discussion?
I would just agree that switched voice inter-exchange services are more compatible with what we deal with than the seized ones.
Yeah, in our private discussions, we were talking seethed. Okay, well, we seethed with anger, but is that what we're... I don't know. So I'm glad we got that worked out. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. TC 21-017 in the matter of the petition of Fiber Ring Revenue Pooling Association for approval of revised rates. And the question is, shall the commission approve the revised rates set forth in Attachment 1, effective on July 1st, I understand. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm having to redo my script because it's usually morning when we're here, and so I'm not used to being here in the afternoon. But anyway... Commissioners, my name is Darla Pullman Rogers. I'm an attorney here in Pierre, and I represent the Fiber Revenue Ring Pooling Association, and we affectionately refer to it as FERPA. We have made a filing requesting approval of a reduction in two of our rates. I would just point out that the current Ethernet circuit pricing of the PNS rates have been in place since 2011, and the Internet rates have been in place since 2017. The purpose, of course, is just to bring some savings to our member companies, and we would really appreciate your approval of these revised rates. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Chairman Elson. This is Jody Beck with staff. Staff recommends the commission approve the revised rates as set forth in Attachment 1 with an effective date of July 1st, 2021.
Questions from the commission. Darla, I've got one, and understanding that the rates that are set here aren't consumer rates, but is there an impact on consumers as these rates change in any way?
Probably not. I have Ross Putrick on the phone, and he can maybe address that. Ross is the president of FERPA, but I do not believe that this would have an effect, a direct effect on consumers. This is just more for the ring user providers.
Sure. So, Ross, you've been tossed the hot potato. I mean, does this decrease in any way roll down to consumers or not really?
It really just refreshes the market rates of what we've been charging, you know, the group as far as that's concerned. No, it should have no effect. You know, I can't, you know, say what every FERPA member is going to do for their own customers, but obviously this is a reduction in rates, and it'll sure help to, you know, in the future if we talk about rate reductions or better yet, It may not do anything with actual rates, but it sure would make higher bandwidth much more affordable, as these are reduction in rates on a per megabit basis.
Okay, that helps. Thanks. Other questions? Motions? In TC 21-017, I move the Commission approve the revised rates as set forth in Attachment 1, effective on July 1st of this year. Discussion on the motion. Not every day we get to reduce rates, so let's take the opportunity. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. And we've got three CenturyLink. Do we even have?
Something else. We have
10. Okay. We don't have our normal. So let's put these three CenturyLink ones together, TC 21-030, 032, and 038. Mr. Hankins, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Ted Hankins with CenturyLink. CenturyLink has submitted interconnection agreement amendments to comply with the recent changes in FCC rules, and these changes are identical to many recent amendments that have been approved by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. And in the three aforementioned dockets, staff has reviewed the filing and recommends approval.
Thank you. Questions? Motions?
Mr. Chairman, in TC 21-030, 032, 038, I move that the Commission approve the proposed tariff revision. I move that the Commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Perfect. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC 21-034 in the matter of the filing by Northern Valley Communications for approval of revisions to its access service tariff number 1. Question, shall the Commission approve the proposed tariff revisions with an effective date of July 1st, 2021? We'll go to Northern Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is James Goff, CEO of Northern Valley. And we're just making these changes to comply with recent changes at the FCC regarding 8YY rates. And other than that, I would just say I'll stand by for any questions I may be able to answer.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is your Revec with staff. Staff recommends the Commission approve the revised tariff pages filed on June 28th with an effective date of July 1st, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission? I have one. There was obviously an updated tariff filing on June 28th. Was there just some typos, or what was? Does anybody know what the change was between the first and second filings, Mr. Groft?
Mr. Rezac, would you like to take that one?
Yes, I can take that. This is Joe Rezac with staff. The proposed changes that were made is there were some existing tariff language that is being proposed as a part of a 2019 docket included in the initially filed tariffs. I had those language removed because it's currently a pending stay on the proceedings. And so given that those are stayed, I had those removed and just took care of the 8YY changes in the revised tariffs.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Appreciate that. Other questions? Motions?
Mr. Chairman, in TC 21-034, I move that the Commission approve the proposed tariff revisions with an effective date of July 1st, 2021.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to TC21-040 in the matter of the filing by MCI Metro Access Transmission Services Corp. DBA Verizon Access Transmission Services for approval of revisions to its access services tariff number 2. And the question is, shall the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions with an effective date of July 1st, 2021? And I don't see anybody from Verizon on the line, so we'll go to staff.
Thank you, Chair Nelson. This is Joe Rizek with staff. Staff recommends the commission approve the revised tariff pages with an effective date of July 1st, 2021. Thanks.
Questions? Motions? TC21-040, I move that the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions with an effective date of July 1st, 2021. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to EL21-018. In the matter of the application by North Bend Wind Project LLC for a permit to construct and operate the North Bend Wind Project in Hyde County and Hughes County, South Dakota, the question is, shall the commission assess a filing fee not to exceed $342,500 with an initial deposit of $8,000, and shall the commission authorize the executive director to enter into necessary consulting contracts? Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff just requests the commission impose a statutory filing fee and also to grant authority to enter consulting contracts if necessary.
Thank you. North Bend. Thank you. North Bend has no objection. Questions? Motions?
Mr. Chairman, in EL21-018, I move that the commission assess a filing fee not to exceed $342,500 with the initial deposit of $8,000, and also move that the commission authorize the executive director to enter into any necessary consulting contracts.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Nobody here wishing to do public comment. Takes us to announcements. Our next regular meeting will be at an irregular time. It will be Thursday, July 22nd, 1:30 p.m. right here in room 413. Anything else for the good of the order? Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.